Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we are so glad to have you along here live on the 16th day of January 2015. It's cold and snowy here in the Detroit, Michigan area, but it's nice and warm and toasty here at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio with the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. That's right. We've got all kinds of wonderful, raw dog, and real information coming your way from our lovely, lovely lady, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza. You want a reading from her this evening? 347-989-1719, 347-989-1719, to speak with our lovely lady Tana, who is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody, and good evening. This is the Tana Alonza of Michigan, but talking to everybody worldwide. I want to say thank you for everybody for tuning in and listening to me and, you know, supporting me and Annette and, we're going to have a very good show tonight. I'm going to talk on different things that I have been addressed with lately, questions, concerns, some, you know, different issues that people were concerned with, bothered by, peeves. And they wanted me to speak on some things to do for the upcoming love holiday, Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So I'm going to be speaking on that. And also I am going to be speaking on the Mercury retrograde, which is going to be coming January the 21st. And I have my Llewellyn book here, my moon sign book for 2015, because people have asked me, callers and different, clients have asked me what time the Mercury retrograde comes in. So I got my book so I can be very accurate. And I have two times. I have Eastern time that it's going to be coming in, and I have Pacific time that it's going to be coming in, okay? And the Mercury retrograde is going to be beginning January the 21st, 2015. I think that's next Wednesday. It's Wednesday or Thursday next week. And it's going to be coming in at 10:54 a.m. Eastern time, okay? That's 10:54 Eastern time. And Pacific time, that's going to be 7:54 in the morning. 7:54 Pacific time, which is 4 hours behind us. And it's going to end and go direct again February the 11th, 2015. Again, that's February the 11th, 2015. And Eastern time, it's going to be going direct at 9:57 a.m., and it's going to be going direct Pacific time at 6:57 a.m., okay, the 11th. And I'm going to look at my book, and I'll be able to tell you the 21st is going to be next Wednesday, next week Wednesday. Okay, it's going to be going retrograde. And then the 11th of February is a Wednesday as well. So both of these coming in and going out on the same day, it's going to be a Wednesday. And for those who don't know what a Mercury retrograde is, because I know that some people I'm able to talk to, I can't remember everybody like that I did explain it to. So those who are listening for the first time, Mercury retrograde comes about 3 or 4 times a year, and it's between like 19 days and like 24, 25 days. It comes 3 times a year. And Mercury is the planet that's over communications and messages, okay? And cell phones, your texting, email, snail mail, knock on the doors, visits, any type of communication, news, anything like that where you have to verbalize or orally get information. That didn't make sense, did it? But get information to another person or a group, that's over Mercury communication. And by going retrograde, which means backwards, it means that it's all, anything to deal with all communication is going to be going haywire. So during this time, people get into debates, arguments, disagreements, misunderstandings. People trip out. They want to fight. They want to shoot. On the news, you see a lot about people getting killed, and if the girl didn't say hello back to the guy, her brains get blown out and all of that stuff. You see a lot of road rage during the Mercury retrograde. A lot of people want to break up, divorce, the wedding's off, engagement's off, a lot of lying, cheating, stealing, conniving, deceitful things. So you're not supposed to sign any paperwork or contracts during that time. Now, if you got to, you got to. Anything you start for a brand-new relationship, supposedly during the Mercury retrograde, you're only going to be in that relationship a year, and then you're done. If you start a new job, you're only going to have it only a year, and then you're done. It wouldn't be long term. So, but Mercury retrograde does not affect anything that's already going on previously before the date of that. Okay, so you don't have to worry about things that started before then. You don't want to buy electronics, okay, because it's going to be on the glitz. So people, cable gets on the fritz, their satellite dishes, the any type of computers, the Androids and the iPhones, all of that trips out over, because that's over communication. That's how we communicate, email and everything like that. You might go to the store, your checkout cashier might be like, "What is this it?" You know, you're acting like she stank, you know. So what I ask my gentlemen and my ladies to do is just overlook people because they don't even know that they're acting like that and tripping out. So just, like, kind of ignore it. Just, you know, take a breath. Because people are not even aware. And I tell my girls and guys, you know, when they get to arguing and tussling, like, I don't know what's gotten into him or I don't know what's gotten into her, they don't even know that they're arguing and having a misunderstanding, okay? And so don't talk about divorce and I'm going to break up with them, I'm going to kill them. You know, just kind of wait your time out and then things will go back to normal. Now, if you already got a damn fool already, I can't help you, you know, they just going to get worse okay? But for people who, like, are nice and everything, which they got an herb and oil for that, too, to make them, like, nice again, you know, you would just go ahead and overlook things because they don't – I wouldn't want you to divorce or anything because, like I say, things go back to normal once you, you know – the Mercury goes back direct again. But another thing that you don't want to do, you don't want to buy any cars and vehicles during that time either, during a Mercury retrograde, because you're going to be buying a lemon. And the reason why you don't want to really sign any contracts, there's going to be something in the fine print that's going to get you caught up. The devil is in the detail. So don't even sign. Just prolong things and say, well, you know, I have some things I have to think about. I want to look some things over. I want to discuss it with my wife or husband, whatever you have. And then after it goes direct, you know, you want to sign your papers, but not before then. Again, kind of be careful on the road because people do a lot of road rage. And you've been seeing on the news, they shooting and killing. They're just not trying to run you off the road. They shooting and killing and stuff like that. So people are more aggressive, and they cutting up and acting like damn fools. Okay, oh, I can't say it on the radio. Darn fools. And the other thing is a lot of exes, former relationships and the romantic version, they come back and want to come back. During a Mercury retrograde. So a lot of your previous past relationship, you know, individuals, they'll try to come back during a Mercury retrograde too. So the phone will be ringing. They'll hit you back up on the Facebook or the Twitter or the Instagram, or they'll go through sister, uncle, brother to get you to, you know, talk with them again. And they'll be looking for you during this time. So don't be surprised if a lot of your exes, a baby mama, you know, baby papa, try to come back and everything like that. Now, they're going to be lying, but, you know, we ain't supposed to know this, though. But so just listen to everything with a grain of salt. Don't get upset. No emotion, because, you know, like I said, they're going to be lying. People have a tendency, not everybody, but what I have my gentlemen and my ladies to do is pray on top of it like an hour or two before it comes or the day before. You know, you just pray. You know, that it'll be a very blessed, prosperous, happy, joyous, understanding, peaceful, very fun time, constructive, productive time for me. Thank you. I send this out to the universe or to God or whatever, you know, whoever your God is. And that way, when things start to tripping and people start tripping and this one want to cut this one and fight this one and shank this one and this one want to cut this one's weave out, it's going to kind of like go around you. It won't hit you verbatim. It'll go around you. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to totally, like, completely omit you, the Mercury retrograde, but it's not going to be as heavy a blow as people who don't pray. And I've been praying on this for, like, 20-something years, and I notice, like, when I do pray, I'm not going to say I don't get bit sometimes, but it's not like my associates and acquaintances and loved ones who don't pray, and they be about to fight at the grocery store and pull out somebody's knife and gun. And so, you know, even though people trip out, they'll treat you nice. That's why I say I always like to pray on top of Mercury retrograde, because we don't want nobody catching no cases. And, you know, so I'm warning you now and hipping you up to the game. And the other thing is I've had some people ask me exactly, you know, some ideas of what kind of herbs, since the Valentine's Day romantic holiday is coming up here. So cards are good. A lot of my female clients says that they get really offended. I says, why? They says that cards are starting, the greeting cards is what I'm just, you know, talking about and discussing. They saying that they're kind of like generic and it's kind of wearing thin. It's not the time for that. Now, some people like it, some people don't. But that's when you have a conversation with your mate to let them know, you know, what you like and what you don't. So they say they like the custom-made cards, how you, you know, people email them with the little cutesy texts, I love you, good morning, and happy Valentine's Day. They say they like something more personalized than a card, but it coming from their heart. So that's something that they wanted me to talk about. And they like the roses. Some people like the candies, and they want their guys more mindful if they're trying to diet. But see, again, that's communication. You got to let them know, look, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to watch my figure. They do have sugar-free candies. They have sugar, everything that you can find in chocolate, they make a sugar-free version because I eat only sugar. Well, I mean, sometimes I eat like sugar, but it's everything I do is sugar-free. And every candy you can think of, they do make that in sugar-free. So, you know, just let your mates know that if that's something, instead of making it a pit, you know, pet peeve, you know, just let them know. Rose petals, dinner, or making a dinner. Now, let me say this first. Now, if you if you know you can't cook, and not just like if you think, well, no, I can cook, you know, and you allege it in your own mind. If people then told you more than one, more than two, that you can't cook, or everybody got to go to the restroom when they finish your cooking, or like when I was in my 20s and I thought I was throwing down, I thought I was cooking up some stuff, and my boyfriend would always disappear. And I was like, well, what's the matter? You know, now at that time, now I look later, years later, all my pots and pans was burnt up black, right? And he would sneak off, and I'm like, what's the matter? So later I found all these bottles of Pepto-Bismol and K.O. Pectate and everything. He was sneaking that thing, but it may lock behind my back and all of that stuff. So he was ashamed to tell me that I couldn't cook, you know. But I'm good now. My friend sent me down and taught me. But my point is, you can make a nice romantic dinner for your mate, you know, pull out all the stops. You know, you can have the mushrooms and whatever they into, the mushrooms and the onions with the steak, make the Texas toast and stuff, do the red lobster thing, except it'd be Joe Lobster or Tina Lobster. You know, you just do the thing. You know, if you don't want to take them out and you want to just show them and have the flowers there, you know, the nice little notes and everything in the outfit. Now, if you, you know, stuck with your budget, you know, everybody got a budget, we can go ahead and get some on clearance, but you know that day is coming and you know she or he going to be looking for something. So you can go ahead and get something and look for it beforehand, you know, your colognes and your perfumes and your eau de toilettes and your outfits, your jackets, your coats. If they into technology, like my mother, she's a technology whiz. I always brag on her. She's a person that love her anything this tech, you know. I don't even know the language of some of the stuff she into, like I say, I know the tablet and whatever they make, this technology my mom's into. So if you know that person's into that, and they're not in the TV, well then don't be buying them a package of Netflix, because you're gonna get cussed out by that person. If you know they into technology, you know, I'm not saying break the bank, but get something from your technology stores. You know the names of them, you know, if that's what they're into. Same thing for you, you know. And then, fellas, I didn't have these calls. Don't do this, because this is gutter gutter. Well, I bought you this, Nancy. What you going to do for me? So then you want to make her pay with blood and guts for, like, the rest of the year because you bought her one funky butt gift on, like, what is it, Sweetie's Day or Valentine's Day, and worry the girl to death, and then want to know why she dumped you, you know. So that's what I wanted to say about that, because I do hear about that, and they'd be like, I'm ready to dump him. I'm like, didn't he just buy you this? Yeah, but he won't let me forget it. Well, you can tell when they ain't used to bad stuff, that's all. So, you know, I don't want to hear about those calls about the girl dumping them, and I bought her this, and she dumped me, because that's easy to happen. Let me see. The other things are, you know, be nice, because foreplay happens well before you see each other face to face. It's how you treat each other, you know, one on one anyway, you know, not just for that special day. You know, that's what I wanted to say there. And, you know, trips, if different people, you know, show their love and affection different ways. That's what I wanted to tell you. So, you know, if you see that your lady likes to go maybe spend a day at the park or the spa, you know, if you say, well, I don't have a budget to give her a facial, you know, manicure, pedicure, why don't you Google it and find out how to do it yourself, and you pamper her. Same thing, you know. Now, with girls, I know that the guys like to get the fades and everything and all that. Now, don't you be Googling trying to learn how to cut no fades, because I got cussed out by an ex-boyfriend. I was like, I think I can do it, because I used to cut my ex-husband's hair. I was fine, but that was like 20 years ago. And so my ex-boyfriend was like, well, can you just like line me up a little bit with the clippers? You know, I'm like, oh, sure. Well, I guess I had got rusty over 20 years, and when I got through, it looked nice to me, but he was like, oh, heck to the gnaw. So don't touch the head, ladies, unless you are a barber or whatever, because you don't want to get cussed out, because they got to go in public, you know, and we don't want to get you cussed out. The other thing is I will be on again the first Friday of February, okay, and I'll be on at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be Eastern Time, okay, so that will be the 6th of February, which is that date that I'll be on again, and we're going to be rocking and rolling again. And I am going to be, reading people, doing the two questions, like I always try to stick to that, right, at a minute per person. And something else I want to say, too, because I got some clients that, like, I read, and they'll say, well, I'd like a reading strictly on my boyfriend. Can you just tell me about my boyfriend? I just want to know about my boyfriend. Or I have a gentleman client who will say, well, can you just tell me about this here new wife I have, this, you know, this newlywed wife I have. Why you call me the next day, 24 hours later, and want to ask me the same question on the air? I just want to know that, you know. I mean, it's cool, but that's not fair and cool because you're not giving people a chance to ask questions across the country and the world who, you know, don't see me, you know. But you'll get a full-fledged reading from me, and then the very next day you want to ask the same identical question, knowing you're only going to get a minute. So, you know, I'm looking at this board now, and I'm seeing, well, anyway, that's what I want to talk about. But we're going to have fun. We're going to rock and roll. I'm going to keep it raw dog, and we're going to talk about predictions, maybe some confirmations. I'm going to tell you what's going on, who, what, where, when, and how, relationships, career, money, like I always do, court, Social Security, and, you know, they'd be asking about different things, so we're going to go ahead and do that. So the first caller, it looks like, is Karen, and she's calling from Boston, and she has a question on work issues and a job change. Okay, so let me see if I can push this button here. Okay. Hello, Karen. Let me see. What is work? Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hey, yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for calling the show. I really appreciate you for supporting the show and calling.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having the show.
Thank you. I love it. I'm having fun. I'm having fun every time I do it.
It sounds like you are. That's
oh,
good.
Yeah. I try to keep myself busy. So, my love, you calling from Boston. How's the weather there?
It's cold.
Is it cold? Like it is.
It's very cold.
Like, okay, because it's cold here, honey. It's cold. So you had a question on work issues and a job change.
Yes. The issue, it's actually in regards to two people. One's a male and the other one is an older female. They're both of them. He's in his 50s. He's 52. I don't know how old the receptionist is. I'm going to say probably in her late 50s, early, maybe even early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been with the company in this role, her role, for 17 years.
Yeah, I was going to say forever,
18
for
years.
A long time.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, for a long time. And
okay.
I basically come in and work early part of the mornings until she gets in.
Okay.
And I'm just finding it difficult to...
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
To... I don't
it's
know
a lot
it,
going
I,
on there. It's a lot going on. She knows she got special favor because she's been there. She didn't plant her roots there.
Yes.
So she feels she's the permanent part of the structure. She's partially right. She's partially wrong. But before you, she's ran off a lot of folk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's
the
things that,
yes.
that she could improve on.
Yes.
But her thing is, if it ain't broke, I'm not going to fix it. And I run a show and I'm Queen Bee here. It's some people there, that's what Spirit is showing me, thank you. It's some people there that left. They did talk to Mr. Man, that's the boss, that's 50-something. Am I right, baby?
Yes.
Okay, they have talked to him and said, look here, we don't want any, you know, to ruffle any feathers, Joe, but there's some such and such and such going on with Madam Moo Moo, and he'll say, oh, really? He acts like he's brand new. Oh, really? I'm going to jump right on that. And he'd be lying through his TV, lying like a rug.
Yeah.
And so
that's what they do.
Two or three. You see, I know the Spirit is showing me.
Yes,
now,
that's what they do.
After two or three times of a person going to Mr. Joe and saying, you know, is there something we can do? You know, or can you talk to him? Oh, yeah, yeah. He don't. They end up quitting. Because they don't want to, you can't keep going 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, you know, it's not going to work.
Yes.
So what I was going to tell you, he lost a lot of people because of this woman, okay?
Yes.
This young lady. And what I was going to say is she's more rough on women than she is on men because she is an intimidation factor. She's an old, dried-out coot, okay? Now, what I was going to tell you is that I know it's been bothering you for quite some time. Spirit said this has been on you for a while, and you're tired.
Yes.
You be thinking about this when you ain't even at work, which is not cool.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But what you're going to have to do, even though you're trying, I'll give you an A++++ for effort because you're trying to stick in there and just do the thing, and this is a job, and you're like, I'm going to be professional. It's not going to change. Okay, if you say, what should I do? How should I handle this? You've been handling this quite well. I want to tell you this.
Yes.
But your spirit already told you, if you was to go, you know that it's not going to change because nothing changed before that. Now,
exactly.
The thing is, he going to wake up one day and see that he didn't lost a billion, quadrillion people that were good, good workers.
Yes.
Okay, can I say? But that's not going to be today. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be. He's in denial. If you said one day he's going to wake up and smell a coffee, it's going to be about 2017, 2018. And in the meanwhile, life goes on for Karen, meaning that what you – if I were you, I would look at getting into some other things and brushing off my resume and looking at other companies. You can do part-time. Don't do full-time right now. I need you to just go in slow because you're going to have this while you're going and putting your foot in another door. I do feel good about this because I do see within 3 weeks you could get a job. But, you know, there's a delay if you do something by the 21st. You see what I'm saying? So if you're going to do something, you would do it, you know, your resume, applications online, or the hard copy, you would do it before the 21st. But if they say, hey, I want you to come in, you still will go in if they call you the 22nd. Because remember, you started this before the Mercury retrograde, right?
That's true. That's true.
And if they say, you know, can you sign this here, you know, your papers and your W-9 and all that, you can. But that's going to make you sick emotionally. That broad would make – oh, I can't say that on the radio. That woman would make you sick, okay?
Yes.
So you would just get more miserable, and that will work on your spiritual, mental, emotional health.
Yes.
We got to cut that loose. Now, but you already know, my spirit said you've been tired for a long time. You don't take mess from nobody. It's a job out there that I saw that pays more. Okay, it pays more, and I'm looking at something. My spirit keeps saying 1.5, and then it jumps to 1.6. So it's going to be three different jobs that you're going to be applying to.
Wow.
One is 15. I'm looking at one, but I saw like within like 8 months they would want to give you a dollar raise to put you at 16. Well, there's another job that's going to want to start you at 18. I want you to start with the one that's 18 because it looks better to me, and not only the money, but it looks like they no drama, no mama, no foolishness, no office politics, and it could be long term. And I like the way the package they would offer you for your insurance and stuff like that, and benefit package. So I do want you with that. It is a big company, but they would love to have you. It would be a perfect fit.
Wow.
I see, would really be a shoo-in on the interview, and that's what I want you to do because my spirit is saying the stress that even affected your hair growth on your scalp. Did you know this? You've had some breakage on your hair. You know this? Okay, my spirit is showing. I'm looking right at the, and so we got to be cool. Now you get you some what I would like you to do for your hair to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some don't touch no biotin pills now. Get you some what is that? You know why I say don't touch biotin? It don't work with everybody. It don't work with everybody. Even though biotin grows hair and nails, and when people have hair loss, biotin does different things in different age groups that is not friendly.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So when a person's over like 30, depending on their hormone level, biotin can have you with a mustache and a beard, and we don't need this, you know, and hair that popping out places that don't pop out on the female. So that's why I just don't do biotin because then you'd be cussing me out, chasing me with a pitchfork. So we're going to just do some, what is that? It's called Blue Magic. What is it called? It's Blue Magic Bergamot Conditioner. You're going to do your scalp with that, and I want you with some vitamin E tuba oil at your beauty supply. You're going to do this once or twice a week. We'll do twice a week at first for 5 weeks.
Okay.
And then 3 weeks after that, for 3 weeks following that, you're going to do once a week. That's going to break your hair back. Keep it trimmed. And I want you to do a scalp treatment. Go get you a vitamin treatment for your hair at the salon or at a beauty school, and then your hair going to cut back, and that stress going to be gone. I need you with your vitamins, too, okay? I need you with your woman's one a day. We're going to get that hair back growing on down and go down your back if you want to, okay?
Okay.
But leave that situation alone and start looking elsewhere, and you will. I feel that if there's going to be a female friend of yours or a relative that's going to hip you up to a job that's hiring, is going to be right down your niche, but you're going to find this on your own, even though a person's going to give you a lead to a job. But leave that lady there to herself and all that misery, because she's going to make some more folks leave after you And so you're going to go to your highest good. You're going to go to your highest good.
Yeah.
That's what you'll do. Okay,
yeah,
she wants to kick her bed in her face with her monkey old dried. You know, when folks get old, they get bitter. They get all dried out, bitter at the world because they lost their youth. And so she's a hateful husk. Well, anyway, I ain't going to keep you. But anyway, but I do see a new job for you. And I see that this
love
will,
it.
You'll have advancement with this. But I don't want you full time. I'm going to tell you why. Because full time will be too much because they would make you or try to get you to do nights, weekends, and 60 hours. We're not going to do that because then your hair come back out and they'll be stressed. So we'll do part-time. We have a life because you're going to be dating. You're going to be out there having fun. So we're going to have you with a life. That's why I say part-time.
Okay.
And the money's going to be good. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So even with the part-time, because my main concern is with benefits.
Yeah, you're going to have benefits, honey. You didn't know that. You're going to get with a good company.
But you said that I should start out part-time. Should I start out part-time
with the new company? Part-time with benefits, baby.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yes, honey. You know how to do it. And so that's why I said, you know, if you go full-time, you ain't going to have no life. You can do it.
That's true.
But you ain't going to have no life. Be stressed out. The hair going to come back out again. But the company is going to be what they offer benefits with part-time. Oh, yes, honey.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So people have been complaining about this lady at work then.
Oh, yeah, she didn't run everybody off, the old bat lady witch, So you was going to be number 39, but you're going to leave. You know, you're going to leave nice with a nice little letter.
Exactly,
and say, you know, you're going to give them your resignation after you get this other job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give them 2-week notice and say you appreciate the opportunity, but you're going to be going elsewhere. If he want to say why, just say, you know, I was looking for some other things. Don't tell them that bat lady made you want to cut her. Just say, you know, some other things. I was looking at other opportunities. And so that way you can get a good reference from him, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, very true. And something just told me, you know what? Leave on an up note.
Yeah, good. You always want to leave on a job on a good note.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Darling.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Okay, keep
so much.
Hey, my pleasure. I really thank you for calling, and I really
you're
gonna do good.
Thank
okay,
you,
darling.
Honey. Thank you.
Okay, talk
Many
to you later,
blessings
baby.
To you. All right.
Thank you, and you too, dear. Okay, baby.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next call is Cindy from Canada. And she wants to know, when will she hear from Eli? Okay, let's see if I can push the right button here. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm all right. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's the first time listening.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad. Hey, welcome, welcome. Well, I see that you have a question about... when will you hear from Eli?
Yeah, that's straightforward right there.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing it's going to be a minute, a slight delay, because some stuff then jumped off a little bit, and I do see they kind of a little upset, and they're just trying to wait, but they're going to get cooled down, and I do see you hearing from them, but I see the number 3. So I don't know if it's going to be by the 3rd of February, or he wants to wait 3 weeks, or they want to wait to... 3, but you know what they're saying in their spirit, they're saying they want to wait, and they want to wait and make you wait and squirm till March. So what's that, February, so that's January, February, March. March is the 3rd month. But I don't think they're going to last that long. You're going to be talking to them before then, but they call themselves going to, you know, want to hold something over you like a grudge and wait till March, but it's not going to be that long.
Okay, so he's kind of squirming himself already.
He already is, but he's thinking because you ain't going to call and worry him. You ain't going to stalk him. You're going to be cool. You're going to be calm and collected like a cucumber. And they're going to be like, oh, how you doing? They're going to come to you because you're not, you know, how they say, you're not biting the bait, you know, you know, when you go fishing, they have the bait and everything. But he's going to try to wait you out, but it's not going to be as long as he wants to. He's going to falter in. You're going to be cool and calm. Even if you want to pick up that phone. No.
Yeah, I've been holding off for a long time. He blocked me from his phone anyway, so.
Well, see, he's mad right now, but he's gonna cool off. Trust me, he's going to cool off. But he's mad at a lot of different things. It's not just you. It's a whole lot going on. He's mad at like 3 or 4 different people right now. It's not just you. I want you to know that. He's going through a lot, and he's having all kind of temper tantrums. Can I just tell you that? It's a whole lot he's upset at.
Okay.
So don't you think it's just you. So you be patient. And I'm not, and then when you do talk to him the first time, he's not going to be the nicest person, but just gulp it down, say okay, and it, be nice. And then if you want to keep it, like, short, like 5 minutes, let, you know, and we can talk again, he's going to say, yeah, we can talk again. But if you don't want to be around the negative energy, you can keep it to 5 minutes. It depends on how you feel, because he's going to be kind of crabby when you do talk to him. I want you to know this. But it's not you. It's a lot that's going on.
Yeah, he's more of a texter anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when he talks, he's going to be kind of short, you know. But you will be hearing from him.
Okay.
He's trying to withdraw from everybody right now. So you're going to be hearing from him.
All righty.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, I have Linda. Bye-bye, dear. Thank you. I have Linda in Missouri who has a question about finances.
Hi.
Bye-bye. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I thank you for calling the show and supporting me. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, my pleasure. So you have a question for me today on finances.
Yes.
Okay, my love. What would you like to know about your finances today?
When are they going to be taken up?
When are they? Well, I'm seeing I see some training that you're going to have to do. It's going to be some training I'm seeing, but it's not like but maybe 2 weeks. I need you to get on the computer. I need you to go to, was it YouTube or, you know, Mr. Google, because I'm seeing some skills Spirit is saying that you got to brush up on. At 2 weeks of looking at some YouTube, honey, you good to go. That's what I'm seeing. And I see that once you get this training and they're gonna, you're going to be getting tested, you're going to be A-okay, you're going to be getting a job. It looks like I'm seeing something like a slight delay, but you will be getting a job. It's going to be paying decent, but I saw when you get the first job, it's going to be opportunity for you to get another job. And you're going to be looking like, do I want to stay here or go with this job number two? You're going to go back and forth. But I do see it's some skills you need to brush up on first before we go and get some things taken care of with this J-O-B. And then we're going to put those in our resume. Okay.
What kind of skills do you see?
Well, I just see that I saw something within an office. I saw Spirit gave me a computer-like keyboard. It's showing me something in the office, sit down, and it's saying that you got to learn this or something. It's something with an office, and I'm seeing machine, computer, technical. So what it's saying, you got to brush up on something. So what you got to do is look at the area of what you're trying to get in. So say if you want to get to be a just say I'm an example. You want to be a data operator, tech, right, specialist. Okay, if they're saying they want you to type 16,000 strokes a minute, we know we got to go ahead and get to 1550 or something. So it's something that you're looking at, I'm seeing, that you have to brush up, that you're not quite there, but you're right near. If you go ahead and you go ahead and brush up, you're going to be right there and put that on a resume. Job, unlimited.
Okay, because I was going to do art, actually. Spiritual art.
Well, so it means you got to do the latest, greatest then, because it's always something in art. But I saw you're going to have to use a computer for this. You do know this, right? It's something about the computer with this art. Well, it's something that's the latest, greatest is out there, whatever the newest technology, you need to be up on that latest, greatest, whatever it is. So even if it's a YouTube tutorial, you got to learn that and put that in that resume, and then you got it going on.
Okay, because I do spiritual art, you know. So,
right, but you still got to learn how to do it, you know, whatever the latest thing is. You still got to brush up and be on the back end of what's going in and put that on your resume. You know what I'm saying? And that way, whatever the latest, greatest for your spirituality is, you're going to be able to just whip out what is good, a big time in spiritual art. Go ahead, put that on, you know, practice, look, learn, and then put that on your resume. It's a done deal. But Spirit say you just got to brush up on it. That's all, on some things.
Okay, what about health? My health? I've been really worried about my health.
Well, I've seen some stress and worry emotionally about money, the future, security, and things like that. I did see it's going to be improving, but it looks like I'm seeing something slow. it's gonna be, you're gonna see a more of an improvement as it starts getting warmer. But everybody's sick this winter time because the flu then took over the whole country. But I do see things improving as it gets warm. But also dress appropriately and please make sure you got your vitamin C, and then you're gonna be A-okay. I didn't see problems. I see whatever's going on with everybody's health. It's gonna be like really, really getting taken care of. But it's gonna be toward kind of like the spring though.
Yeah. So you think if I put together a website with spiritual art, that will take off? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that with your spiritual art, you got to brush up on it, okay? And then before you brush up on, and then before you do that, you're gonna tighten your game real tight, and then you can do your website. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But you got to have some awesome together latest technology stuff before you do it, because you got to be up on your A game when you do this. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay,
darling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a nice one. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay, babe. Okay, this is Gina from Georgia. I think this is general for 2015. Hello, Gina.
Hi. How are you, Tana?
Fine. How you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
That's wonderful. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. And I appreciate you for calling and supporting the show.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Okay, so you had a question for me, darling, and it was general for 2015.
Yes.
Okay, I do see some good things. I've seen you had a lot of worry on you, too, from 2014 and some things that you just could not understand. You know how things kind of, like, go a different way and they zig when they're supposed to zag? And
right.
It means with some money and a relationship. I saw a relationship, and you want to better 2015. Not saying that 14 was miserable, but you wanted to go smoother, better, and you're looking for some newness, some change. I do see
right.
some things coming about, but I do see Spirit said some people that got on your nerve and my nerve and our nerve, you're going to cut them loose because they're going to be trying to come back with the same bull crap in 2015. They try to twist your man up and lie. They're going to be coming back. So you're going to have to get rid of that. Well, if I were you, I would get rid of the old and go with the new, because you got some new things,
exactly.
new people coming in your vibration, okay? And so
okay.
I see three people coming in, romantic interest, but it's going to be some drama that Mr. Person wants to come from last year. Leave that go, because all they can do is upset you. And I've seen you being
right.
upset so many times, and it's been more thin. It done got me tired and you tired and us tired. So you're going to tell him to get the hell on.
I know that's right.
Now, you
know
it did look.
About,
now, let me tell you something. Let me talk to you now. Let me talk to you real quick. Now, you're so nice. You're very sweet. You're nice. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But I saw something. I got to talk to you. Don't let that person upset you no more, because I saw you almost go. You was about to catch a case. He upset you too tough. You too nice. We can't have you going to no jail now. You be nice and breathe. Take 5 minutes. Uh-huh. Hang up or tell them to get on, but don't get upset because you too nice to go to jail. Okay,
exactly.
But you got these.
I know. Exactly.
But we gotta let that go
right.
because they know they can upset you. You didn't let them know that they can get you off your game, baby. Okay. So
right.
what we gonna do is you got some new opportunities with job. I see secondary forms of money coming to you. I see romantic relationships. I see travel. I see vacation. I see fun. I see sex. I see new clothes. I see new sandals. I see weight loss. I see having, you know, they're going to take care of you and, you know, yours. They're going to take care of you and yours. And they're going, now I ain't saying you're going to like all three, because one of them you're going to go back into the water. But the two you're going to have a ball with. But one is going to be so like weak and watered down, needy, and he's going to be talking about, you know, commitment like at the get-go. We're going to wait. We ain't trying to get married tomorrow. We need to see how he lands.
Exactly.
Because he might be a little needy. He's nice and everything, but he's looking for a wife like yesterday because he had rejection before. It didn't work out, but he's really trying to cling. And so he's nice. He spends well. He ain't cheap. He knows what to do in the bed and everything. It keeps himself up, but he looks for worth in a relationship. So you might have to work. I ain't saying be Dr. Phil, but you might have to work with him a little bit. But you will have a good 2015. You're going to have a lot of choices. You're going to have a lot of travel. You will be pampered and spoiled like you deserve to be this year. But that two people from your past going to try to come and, you know, mess up the show, but you're not going to let them do that. You know
that's right. That's right. I won't.
I do see finances, and I do see a 3-week course coming. I see you're going to be taking something. It looks more like when it gets hot. I'm seeing a J, so June or July, you're going to be taking a 3-week course. But also I'm seeing some supplemental income, so you're going to have two somethings working for you and getting some money. You're going to be stacking money, girl, and spending some money. And you're going to be budgeting.
Nice.
And you're going to be – I see something with you in a new car coming, too. It's going to be a newer vehicle of some sort.
Yeah.
But I don't really see you driving yours. I'm sorry, what'd you say, baby?
Oh, I would say, yeah, because I was thinking of getting another car anyway, so.
Well, you are going to get another car, but you ain't going to really be driving it, because when you be wine and dine, they're going to be, you're going to be in the men's car. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, but you will be getting another vehicle. It is going to be small. Not small as in like a Yugo or nothing. You got to wear like a girdle. I ain't saying like that. I ain't insulting you. I'm just saying it's going to be nice on gas, and you ain't going to have to pay a lot. You know how some folks had them car notes and truck notes, and it'd be like 5 and 7 and 9. You ain't going to have that. It's going to be reasonable for your budget, and you are going to be sensible. Okay, and I see you shopping a lot. You're going to be getting some clothes for your new dates. You're going to be getting some shop clothes. Not that you ain't shop already, but you're going to really be shopping, because you're going to be stepping out on the town. They're going to be spending some nice money.
Ooh.
And then one of the fellas going to be helping you with your bills. Okay?
Oh, yes. I like that.
Oh, it looks good. You better keep us posted now. Keep us posted.
I know. I'm getting exciting.
Yes. So I want to thank you so much for calling in and everything.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
supporting the show.
Sure.
And keep it posted, darling.
I sure will.
All right, and now I'm going to turn it over to my Annette.
And we're awful grateful to have Miss Tana Alonzo here live and in person on the first and the third Fridays of every month. That's right, the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show is live 7 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio, the first and third Fridays of the month. We also invite you to investigate that website, TanaAlonzo.com. Find out all the information you want to know about our wonderful gal, Tana. Let her show you what she can do. You'll find out how you can book a private reading with her, and I'll give you that number. It's 586-944-9289. 586-944-9289. Book yourself your private reading with Tana. Book your private parties with Tana. Get your friends together. Bring them over. Get a house party going. You know, there is nothing more exciting than sitting around looking at each other going, she told you what? She told you what? I mean, it's one thing to be hearing it on the radio because you can listen to everybody going, she just told her what? But when you got it going on in person, I'll tell you what, that energy is just incredible. 586-944-9289. You really want to do that. You also want to connect with Tana on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TanaAlonzo.com. The mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, you've got every way, shape, and form and reason to stay in touch with our girl who is not your mama's psychic. She is real, she's raw dog, and she is working for you. So you definitely want to stay connected to Miss Tana Alonzo. And by the way, she's live here on Blog Talk Radio with her mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show, the first and the third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's right. That's when our girl Tana is in the house.
Hello, everybody. This is your girl Tana back, having a ball and doing the mini readings, answering the questions, and trying to just do the darn thing and keep it raw and everything. And I want to wish my mom happy healing, because she was under the weather as well as I. I had the flu, bronchitis, bronchial spasms, asthma attacks going on. I was a mess, but I'm back and at 'em again. They can't hold a good girl down. And my mom, she was sick. She's doing better. You know, you can't hold a good team down. So I want to say, hey, I love you, and I'm glad you're healing real, real good. Now she can, you know, raise Cain again now, that old bad Courtney Alonzo. I want to give some shout-outs to Taja, her Aunt Debbie, Aubrey. I forgot my shout-outs this time, Brittany, Whitney. And I'm kind of sad because a lot of my girls I read, I had some news. It's good for them, but I'm so sad they're going to be going and getting deployed over to Kuwait. They're going to leave me over here in the States, but they're going to still be able to Skype me. So I want to say congrats to my girls in the service who are getting deployed in a couple of days, going to Kuwait and doing their thing, just doing the darn thing. I want to say congratulations. I love you. I'm going to miss you. Keep in touch. We can do the Skype thing. And what is that other thing they said? Magic Jack thing. And I'm just happy for everybody, and Brittany and Whitney and Jasmine and Kelly and Haley and Cynthia, Devin, Akila, Arnella, Janetta. I said Aubrey. I said Shawnee, Courtney Alonza, Mama Sita, Miss Bernie, Miss Hilda, Monique, Phil. Did I get everybody? Ashley, Ashante, Marguerite, Karen, Dana, her sister Marsha, Lisa. Let me see. Who else? I'm trying to make sure I get it right because I do get fussed at. Kathleen, you know who you are. And Wayne and Ken and his wife, Marlena. Yeah, Ken and Marlena and Lachelle and Deborah Jenkins and LaSheena, my girl LaSheena, her sister Robin. And it's a boatload of others. And so I want to apologize to those that I did forget that I'm not meaning to. Miss Elfrida in Florida. One of the gentlemen that did my music, Derek Waller, amazing arranger, composer, producer. He's got it going on. And my aunt Dorindia, if she's listening, and things like that. So I wanted to give my shout out that I try to do and remember my girl Shelly in Colorado. Can't forget her. And Carmen from California. Okay, so I wanted to give the different shout-outs. Lola Lane in California, Professor Murier Miller, California, Professor Cassandra Martin in New York. I want to say that. Okay, now I'm going to go to the next caller, and this is Sheena in Detroit, wanting to know if her spiritual work is it effective. Hello, Sheena. Oh, wait, let me see. I don't think I put the right button. Let me see.
Hello, can you hear me, Tim?
Oh, can you hear me? Hey, how you doing, Sheena?
I'm good, Tana. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to get in contact with you today.
Hey, I'm glad. It's my pleasure. So you're doing some spiritual work, my dear, and you want to know if it is effective.
Yes, I'm doing spiritual work for myself, and I just want to see, do you feel like it's effective towards a new love life and, of course, towards my move towards, you know, Florida?
Yeah, I do see it is effective. It's just taking a little bit of a minute. That's why you're cautioning it. But it is moving, and your love life, that is on hold, but that's not nothing to do with your casework. That doesn't have anything to do with your casework. That's the universe saying hold up for a minute, and it's putting some things on pause. Okay?
Okay.
So that's not you. You're doing everything perfect times three, A++. And with the job, with you see your son, is that what you asked me for about, darling?
About who?
A job about your son, did you say?
Oh, no, I didn't speak, but you can mention my son. but...
Oh,
if you're picking
that up. Okay, because I thought you said work with your son. Was it work, or you mean your spiritual work, or work with him?
My spiritual work, but I am doing some work for him. He is a teacher in Atlanta and a part-time actor, you know, a new actor.
And you want him to be successful?
Yes, he's in one movie that's coming out in HBO with Queen Latifah.
I just love it. Well, you know what I want you to do? Is I want him with some add some Irish moss to your spiritual work, darling, so we can go ahead and get him with extra auditions and get St. Martin Caballero to get him some new clients and stuff, and it's going to make that agent, put that agent on fire where he'd be working for him, and I would love some steady work at some St. Joseph. But that Irish moss and that green rice is what I want for him, and he's going to be calling you to my mama, I got some good news, but that's going to up the game.
Okay,
that's going up the game. And then as far as your love life, I'm seeing past love come back, but I'm seeing the spirit wants you to see everything first and prepare totally before they come back. So it might be acting like a snail's pace, but it's for a reason. But a person from your past is going to be coming back. And you remember we talked about Mercury retrograde, so going to be sold any wooden nickels, remember? But you doing, everything is on point, everything is good. I feel real good about your casework.
Okay. Ooh, wonderful.
Oh yeah, okay. And keep yourself flexible too, because you know you know how to, you know, dance and keep yourself flexible.
Yeah.
Do your stretches, you know, do your stretches, flexibility, yoga, whatever, you know, because you just natural born like got a flexibility of a 5-year-old. So keep up with that, because it's cold outside. And reason being, a lot of my ladies have called me saying their arthritis is kicking up because we're here, you know, it's 15 below 0 wind chill, and they've been doing the olive oil hot. They've been doing the heated olive oil rubs. You know, olive oil goes to the body and cures and helps heal arthritis. In your case, Spirit is saying, so you won't get stiff, keep doing your stretches. That's what Spirit is saying.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of my girls is having problems with arthritis during this time, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. And I just want to see is it someone new? I don't want nothing from my past, to be truthful.
It is somebody. I'm looking at 2 to 3 guys coming new, and that guy coming from the past, but you're going to tell the guy from the past, you know, beat it. But I do see 3 guys from new that's coming new. One of them is going to be from your job. 2 of them is outside. One of them is going to be, you're going to meet them at a get-together gathering. The middle guy number 2, because the first guy, like, you're going to be meeting him at a gathering. Guy number 2, mm-hmm. one of your sisters going to hook you up with. You're going to meet him through your sister. Through a sister, and then the third guy gonna be from your job.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you're gonna be fancy friend having fun.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, you're gonna do good, honey.
Okay, dude, I like that.
Hey. Okay, darling. Well, hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate you for calling and supporting the show.
Oh, of course, I got the support, but thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, honey, and you have a good one.
You too.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Okay,
the next caller is Candace from, it looks like, Louisiana, wanting a 2015 forecast.
Hello,
Hi, Candace.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for calling the show and supporting me.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So you want to know what's going on in your 2015?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I feel good things are going on for your 2015. I feel a lot of stuff that was garbage and drama, whatever, that's a thing in the past. I see that you're going in a different direction, new things, new people, new situations, new area, new location, new everything is going to be coming up for 2015. You are also getting rid of a lot of stuff that no longer serves you, and people, places, things, situations. And also,
yes.
I see a new, you're going to even be dressing different, girl. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get crazy on me. You're going to get jazzy. You know this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing some outfits, I'm seeing some skirts and stuff, and I'm seeing a different new Candace. You know that?
That's right.
I saw something with you doing like a regimen with your body. So I don't know if it's a sculpting, toning type of exercise, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
I saw you doing some target or zone exercises. I saw you talking to different guys and, you know, getting to know them. And I saw I'm going to take you out for coffee and things like that and the movies. And I did see there's a female around you. I didn't know if she looked to me like she's related. So it's cousin or friend or a sister or something. Could be cousin or sister. This person is around your age. They're going to be hooking you up with some information on a job lead, okay? And say, just check it out. You're going to be like, what? Just check it out. I feel it is worth looking at because that also can be some supplemental income coming in, okay, as well.
Okay.
I did see you not letting any grass grow under your feet. I seen you having fun. You're going to be doing a lot of ripping and running this year, a lot of going, but the money's going to be better. You won't be stressed. Your health is going to improve. I see little glitches and, like, headaches and things with the head or whatever last year it got on you. It was some stress things. I don't see that this year, okay? And I seen you taking better care of yourself, okay? And I want you to relax and keep yourself paced. Don't overdo it. Okay? Because that can drain you.
You say you saw a few people in your life, you said?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, darling.
Did you see anybody serious around my love life?
I can't hear a word. You said, I heard love life. What'd you say, darling?
Did you see anybody, like, seriously around my love life?
Yeah, I see 3 guys coming, but it looks like Well, it could be four. It's going to be five, but I see you throw two away, you're going to keep three. But you're going to be able to choose which of the two you're going to have is serious, because two of them going to want to commit. One of them going to just want to be a booty call, and the other two, they're going to want some things, but I didn't see you seeing they were serious. And, like maybe one of them was real, real cocky and conceited and arrogant, and they wasn't going to be a cup of tea. But I did see the opportunity for you to choose which one you like, and was like a, the best fit, like a good, comfortable shoe. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw somebody serious. Okay.
Yes. Okay, baby. Well, I want to tell you, I really thank you for calling. I appreciate you so much. And kiss baby for me. And I want to thank you so very much. I'm going to turn it over to Annette, baby. But thank you for calling. But you got a good 2015. And now I'm going to turn it over to Annette.
And we are honored, thrilled, and excited that everybody has been part of the show this evening. That's right. The mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show has been live here on the 16th day of January, 2015. We appreciate all the callers that have called in, and we appreciate also all the people that are going to tune back in on the first Friday of February at 7 p.m. Eastern to catch the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. We also appreciate everybody that's calling Tana to set up those private readings. You're going to reach her at 586-944-9289. 586-944-9289. That's the number right now. Get yourself in line to get your private reading with the one and only mind-blowing Tana Alonzo. Make sure you hook up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And remember that you definitely want to check out that website. That is www.tanaalonzo.com. We will be live again the first Friday, February, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo Show.